Welcome back, everyone, to another segment of the MCR. Mac and me, my name's TJ, coming back at you, and we've got to talk about President Trump. Posted on his Truth Social that he fully expects to be indicted on Tuesday. I can only suspect that there's been some communication between the DOJ and his lawyers for him to so adamantly state he expects to be perp walked on Tuesday. Because, you know, the question is handcuffing him and fingerprinting. There's all sorts of side commentary and questions to this whole charade. Your thoughts so far, Mac? Because I'll rant some more.
We've known for a long time. The whole J6 committee thing was all about smearing him. At the end of the day, what did they conclude? Nothing.
Nothing.
They spent millions of dollars and concluded nothing other than Orange Man bad. Which we already knew from those rants about that.
Bill Clinton can be orally satisfied in the White House and Oval Office and given a free pass to include leaving DNA on the girl's dress. Nothing happens to him. You got banking transactions that tie our current president and his family to the communist Chinese. That's given a free pass. And yet, some years ago, and I say some because I don't quite know the time frame here, but some years ago, Donald Trump, as a civilian, you know, my gut's telling me he probably did have some kind of interlude with Stormy, but so what? Who's a saint? And everyone's got history, you know. So it's just you talk about a double standard, two-tier justice system, however you want to frame it, and then you know, and I say there's a question as to if he's handcuffed, who's going to do it, because he has Secret Service protection. Okay, so there's the suspicion that perhaps maybe the Secret Service will handcuff him, and in some regard I almost wonder. And you know what do we know? We're just two regular schmucks that rant weekly. But you know, I'm almost wondering if perhaps Donald Trump's thinking, "Fine, bring it on, perp walk me." I don't know, man. You know.
Well, I know people are upset about that, and I know they're going to react to it. But I would tell you, Maxine Waters is out there saying that Trump is signing up domestic terrorists. So if you don't agree with this, you're a domestic terrorist. That's the Democrat mindset in their wannabe police state, where they arrest people who might cause them problems and throw you in a gulag. And that's not an exaggeration. Look at the J6ers. They're in a gulag right now. But well, don't take that bait, people. Don't do it. Don't give them what they want. Donald Trump knows what he's doing. And Dr. Jonathan Turley has already made a strong argument of why this case is BS. But can he even get a fair trial in New York?
Well, that's the second part to this problem. You know, it's bad enough that it's happening, but because of where it's happening, how screwed is he? What I'd like to do is Trump posted a two-part. He posted a statement, and he did it in part one and part two on his Truth Social. So part one reads, "Our nation is now third world and dying." And it sure is. The American dream is dead. The radical left anarchists have stolen our presidential election with it. The heart of our country, American patriots are being arrested and held in captivity like animals, J6ers. While criminals and leftist thugs are allowed to roam the streets, killing and burning with no retribution, thus Antifa, and what we saw a couple years ago, and still are doing. Heck, just just a week or so ago, we commented about what was going on in Atlanta, Georgia. Many from prisons and mental institutions, crime and inflation are destroying our very way of life. That was part one. Then he followed it up with a part two. Now illegals from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which has allowed new records to be set in violent crime and whose leaders is funded by George Soros, indicate with no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous proven and based on old and fully debunked other prosecutors, a fairy tale. So he's describing the fairy tale. The far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest, take back our nation. Now he's saying to protest. If you do, I'd say do it carefully. You know. Well,
be aware of who's around you because they're going to have infiltrators that'll start trouble.
Yeah. A guy by the name of Kristen Taylor, and he's kind of an activist. He tends to conduct protests for the right, you know, as an our side. His comment was, no violence, no racism, no profanity, no provocations. Obey the law and treat all law enforcement with respect. So I guess what this Kristen Taylor guy is saying is protest, but obey the law as you protest. In other words, don't be breaking windows. Don't be breaking into buildings.
Well, that's what the infiltrators will do. They will break the windows. They will create violence. And then if you're there, well, you're guilty by association.
Well,
so don't do it.
Well, I don't dispute that. It's a hard pill to swallow to sit back and do nothing.
Absolutely. Well, you can do what we're doing. We're not, at least I hope we're not going to get put in a gulag for what we say on this channel. Maybe that day will come. I don't know.
Well, I'm waiting for the day when YouTube's had enough of us, really. But and as well as we're doing on other media sites, so be it, I say. But
I'll give our audience an example of why I believe we're shadow banned on YouTube, and that is because we had a video last Saturday, that got 1,200 plus views, but only 30 of those views came from YouTube.
Yeah.
So 500 and 600 on some sites, and 30 on YouTube.
Yeah. Given the disparity, gives us reason to question the YouTube algorithm, you know. But in any event, this is going to suck. It's definitely something we're all going to be keeping our eye on. This isn't going away anytime soon. You know, the left can burn down cities. The president's own son can do cocaine on video. You know, and Donald Trump Jr., the son, Donald Trump Jr., he really, 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 you talk about a bitter pill to swallow. Almost every time I hear him on some interview, and he does quite a few of them, he almost always brings up, if I had done what Hunter had done, can you imagine what would be said in the media?
You know? Oh, absolutely. This and, double and that's standard. Just,
that's just something Donald J. Jr., would sit well with anybody.
Yeah.
Think about that. So this whole thing sucks. You know, just now's the time to keep a clear head, you know.
Stay
as hard as that's going to be, and it's going to be hard. You get so angry, it's difficult driving down the street, you know. But anyways, that's all I got for this rant. I'm sure we'll rant more on this as the situation develops. Right. Any final thoughts, Mac?
No, there's so much to say and so little time to say it. So, no, I don't have anything else.
All right. We'll call it a wrap. And I know we'll be keeping tabs. Everyone's going to be keeping tabs on this one. So that's a wrap. See you in the next one. As always, be safe, watch your six, and don't tread on me.